whistling through a Thursday morning. It's One Republic going on a little run. Top side of that, American Authors, Born to Run. Okay, you're seeing a bit of a theme. 7:15. On the school run, maybe? If you're tuned in, you're on Radio Life and Style. Right now, running into our first interview of the morning, hitting the road, and it's the last Thursday of the month, which means that it's club night at your local running club, the Dolphin Coast Striders. And as is tradition, on the final Thursday of the month, we get a couple of the Striders striding into the studio to find out what's happening, what the latest news is from the running scene. They run this town, so you know, they know what's going on. And in the house with us right now, we've got two for the price of one, Nick and Andrew, both joining us. Nick Akampura and Drew Erasmus. Morning, guys. How you doing, Nick?
Good, thanks, Mark. How are you?
You know what? It's a Thursday, which means that we're basically we're almost at the weekend. It's almost the end of a month, and I got you guys in, so I'm feeling fired up, man. Andrew, how you doing?
Yeah, very good.
Did you catch a run this morning, or was that on the cards for later today?
No, hoping for later. Okay. Club night. Club night.
Yeah, of course. This is the thing, and if you've never attended a Thursday club night vibe. It really is a super social, just a cool meeting of like-minded, healthy people, of people trying to get out and get active. And it's a chance for you to come and lay down a time, a free time trial, and possibly to sign up if you want to join the club or join one of the fantastic sort of club initiatives like Kickstart, which has kicked into to gear. Just quickly to outline, what is the idea behind Kickstart, Nick?
So Kickstart is essentially a Couch to 10K program that the Striders have been running for a few years now. And it's about trying to get people that perhaps want to get into running, don't have a know-how, and perhaps have gone for a couple of runs or a couple of walks. And this is just a structured approach where you get all your runs in, you get your strength training in, and it's guided throughout 10 weeks, and you build up to a 10K race by the end of April.
Awesome. 10Ks in 10 weeks. And if you're only catching on to this thing now, there's still time for you. You can still get involved, sign up. It's not too late, hey?
No, for sure. You can still sign up. A lot of people sign up within the first couple of weeks. It only started on Tuesday this week, so you're not too late. And you're still welcome for this week to come and try it out. So you can come and try out some of the strength sessions. And on Saturday morning, you can come try out the Saturday morning run at 5 a.m. So everybody is welcome to come and see what it feels like to be a part of the pod squad.
There you go. And that sort of strength training element is a really special feature of the program. So it's not just a guided running program and, you know, running with a group along a progressive program, but there's also this SA bio element that you bring to the table, providing really specialized strength training, which is gonna show results.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the strength training element is something that is going to help you improve your running and keep you away from injuries. So it's really nice to have a program that incorporates both the running and the strength training. And obviously, being a part of a group, committing to going to your morning strength classes often is the best part about it. It's hard to get that strength training in on your own. So I think it's really nice to have a program that's all inclusive and is sure to get you to the start line in 10 weeks time.
There you go. So for the newbies, this is an awesome option at Kickstart. Go and rub shoulders at the club night this evening and find out more about it. But it's not all about the green shoots. There's also a big focus this year on developing talent that is already there and helping to unlock potential within a group of talented development runners. And Andrew, this is your wheelhouse. This is your big passion project for this year. Tell me about the Dolphin Coast Striders Development Program.
Yes, so we've decided to get more involved with our development program. It's a community initiative where we've brought on 20 athletes of all different backgrounds that are all super keen runners, and the idea is to get the communities involved. So try and create people that can be mentors in the community, and help guide people that are keen to run. So I think in the communities we've got so much talent, but I just don't think that the guys get guided properly into training and just, you know, pointed in the right direction to get to races.
Yeah, there's a lot of logistics in the background that you know, that come into play, and that are sort of barriers often to those that have got genuine talent and a real passion to to achieve greatness. But this is about kind of bridging that gap and helping unlock that full potential, and hopefully getting some guys to achieve really incredible results on big race days, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just looking at the 20 athletes that we've got some very talented athletes. And we've got some people that are just, you know, really just keen to run. They're not super fast, but we're keen to help them, and they're keen to help other people. And I think that's really what community initiatives are about. It's not only about focusing on the fastest guys that are running amazing times. You know, we want to work with them as well. We want to give them opportunities. But we want to give other people opportunities that can help more people and grow this whole initiative into something a lot bigger.
And with it, there's a whole lot of, obviously, inspiring stuff that gets people fired up. And if you listening to this are thinking, this sounds like a kind of initiative that I want to get involved with, or my company would be able to help with, What's the next step? How can folks reach out, and what kind of support can people provide?
Well, we're always looking for sponsorship for the guys to help out. Obviously, there's a lot of costs involved with carrying 20 guys to get them two races, to race, to train them, to get them shoes, the kits, the ASA numbers, everything. There's quite a big cost involved.
Yeah.
And we also want to help other people. So obviously, the more people we can get involved with sponsorship, we can look at more athletes, more initiatives, getting more involved in communities. So there's a couple of different ways that you can get involved. One of the main ones, you can go onto the Dolphin Coast Striders website. There is a separate page there for the sponsored athletes program. Where you can look at sponsoring an athlete, helping out financially. But you're also more than welcome to come down to Club Night, speak to Nick or myself or any of the committee members about getting involved. And we're more than happy to give more background and see how you or your company could get involved.
Super stuff. And I believe at the Club Night tonight, it's the actual launch of this new 2023 strategy. Am I right, Nick?
Yeah, for sure. So tonight's club night is actually quite an exciting club night. So we're going to get all the sponsored guys down there. We're going to introduce them to the club, all the members. We really want to try and get them to know who the sponsored runners are, know their backgrounds, know what their goals are, really buy into the sponsorship program and put a face behind the name, because I think that's in the past something that we sort of haven't really focused so much on, and that's going to be a big focus for us this year. But over and above that, club night tonight, we also got Nelfrey Kemp coming down, the podiatrist. She's going to be doing a talk on shoes, and we've got Justin Hands, who owns a shoe shop, a specialist shoe shop in Durban, and he's also going to be there. So it's really going to be an exciting club night tonight, and if you are around Ballito, it's definitely the place to be.
There you go. And if you've never popped down to the club on a Thursday, where can people find the Dolphin Coast Striders HQ, Nick?
So the Dolphin Coast Striders HQ is by the Waterbury. You'll see there's a little roof thatch clubhouse that's got a grass patch in front of it. Doesn't sound very glorious right now as I'm mentioning it, but you'll know it when you get there. There's going to be cars.
People make the place.
Parked everywhere. Come for a drink. Come for a beer. Come for some Wazza meats. And it's just a great vibe. The time trial starts at 5:45, so get there by 5:30, and yeah, we'll see you there tonight.
Fantastic. And for more information, that website, dolphincoaststriders.co.za, where you can find out all about the club, and I believe that that special development portal will be going live today as well on that site. So if you want to find out more about getting involved and supporting this 2023 group of raw talent and development runners, you'll be able to get all the details off the webpage as well. But we'll see you at Club Night, guys. See you later on today.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my guys. Getting back to the run. Here's Becky Hill and Galantis. 7:23 on the clock.